So, what do you need us to do? Madeline asked. Well, we're trying to build an army, William said. We need you to come with us to No Man's Land and show everyone that our plan works. If they know there's a way to get their families back, the people of No Man's Land will fight. And what about the perfectionists? Billy asked. The more of us you can change here, the more people you'll have on your side, right? William looked at Boy and Violet, then over at Merrill. We could bring some more imaginations and change people here, Iris, the boy said. Yes, it is working well, William replied, more to himself than anyone, so maybe we should just keep going as long as we don't arouse suspicion. I could get more people to come here, Madeline spoke up. I'm on almost every committee in town. I know everyone. The watchers won't suspect a thing if I'm seen socializing on our streets. Some days all I ever do is drink tea and gossip. And I'll go to No Man's Land if you can arrange a meeting, Billy added. At least some of the No Man's Landers will know me and they'll see my story is true. I'm sure I can convince people to join the uprising. Sounds like a plan, Boy said. I'll take you into No Man's Land, then I'll come back here with some more orphans and their jars. I'm coming with you, Boy, Violet said. I'm not standing around here doing nothing. Merrill looked at Billy. I'll go too. I'll be your best shot for setting up the meeting. The No Man's Landers think the rest of you are mad. He glanced around at his companions. Maybe we should start getting the rest of the imaginations from the twin storeroom too, William added. Can you organize some orphans to do that, boy? Just so they're safe. If my brothers get wind of our plot, they'll hide them all, and we might never find the imaginations again. Boy nodded. Lunchtime was approaching as Madeline Nunn left the Iris Archer's house, heading for Edward Street. Boy, Violet, Merrill, Billy, and his son left too, heading for the wall in No Man's Land. Each had a task to do. William, Iris, and Anna remained behind. Anna sat on Iris's knee, and as the old lady told her stories of Adequate, the town that used to be, William beat an incessant path to the window, watching the avenue for signs of trouble.